reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza. And I've lived in different parts of the world. Originally, I'm from Pakistan.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for being a part of Back to Reality.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So this artificial intelligence that is getting viral everywhere and everybody is starting to use that and learning how to use that, and many people are making too much of benefits from that. Is it a story that has got too much of consequences? I guess previously in Back to Reality, we've been talking about AI, about its pitfalls, about its consequences, good or bad, whatever thing that is going to offer to a modern life. But then why some people like Elon Musk keep talking about the dangers of AI?
That's a great question. And I really love this topic, by the way, because my first reaction to AI is that I actually love it. But because, the way I've used it, right, it's when you start using it, you realize the potential for it.
Exactly, yeah.
And yes, you realize how dangerous it can be as well. Just like how the Industrial Revolution, the internet, changed the world. AI is about to do that, or is doing that, I would say.
In a different way, I guess, because it's got much more potential.
Right. And, it all depends on how human beings use the tool, right? Unfortunately, human beings have been using tools for a lot, they've created a lot of suffering through the tools that we've created, whether it's weapons, whether it's even the internet or other things.
All dimensions.
So that's where the danger comes in, is how human beings are going to use it. I'll add maybe some other points. I don't know if the brother wants to
add. Exactly. As brother mentioned, AI is a tool. So a tool can be used in good ways and both in bad ways. For example, take a knife. It can be used for a good purpose. It can be used in your kitchen and it can be used to harm someone. Mm-hmm. Like similarly, AI, if we describe this as a tool, it can be used in both conditions. And well, as you mentioned about Elon Musk, about talking about the dangers of AI, whereas in contrast, now Elon Musk has made his own AI.
The AI that he created is supposed to counter the dangerous AI.
He was like first, if you follow
the
news.
So he made the solution using their own strategies.
Well, yeah, his is a safer or better AI in his point of view, right?
Yeah, it's all like business. When there's money to it, the big people, the big, in the stream, like Bill Gates and Elon Musk. Yeah. Earlier, they all used to talk against ChatGPT, but now they have created their own AIs. Like when there's money into it, after all, they're businessmen.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
actually, the Open AI was just created at ChatGPT. Elon Musk was one of the founders of that initially, but then he left it, right? But but I can tell you that in terms of the actual dangers, it is very dangerous. One of the biggest dangers of AI, artificial intelligence, is that, for example, in Elon Musk's own words, is that it can create ideologies, right? It can be so good at writing that it can influence people in a much, much faster way, right? The whole I think what really changes everything is how fast AI can do things.
Yeah.
Right? That's the sort of danger. It can write up books and articles in seconds. I hope my teacher's not listening. just my homework from the other night, I used AI to do it.
Were you satisfied with that?
It was better than anything I could have written, I mean, it took...
In fact, I use AI too. It's a very helpful tool.
Yeah.
But again, it's dangerous, right? I didn't do the homework properly. That's the thing. I harmed myself in that sense that I didn't go in. An hour's work was done in 10 seconds, literally.
It makes...
Yes, it is, but there are differences.
It makes people lazy, actually.
Yeah, that's one other danger.
One of the dangers.
So let's just keep that cliffhanger in there, go for a short break, and then come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Still, we're talking about AI, the dangers, and things like that. So, people can go lazy.
And one of the dangers that Elon has highlighted about AI is that AI, if you look at AI, it's a self-learning tool. So the chances of AI becoming too advanced in such a way that it can either surpass the human intelligence.
Mm.
Now, once this happens, when it gets out of control of the humans, it might be dangerous.
Why can't we just pull the plug?
That's what happened, actually. There's a thing that actually happened. I don't remember, there were two AIs. I guess, Microsoft or Facebook's AI, something. There was a thing that happened. I don't exactly remember the AIs. But there were two AI softwares. So they were, programmed in such a way they were, talking to each other. Like, one AI had a conversation with the other AI.
Yeah.
So this thing, the AI learned, that it's been done under human watch, like humans are watching this. In the conversation, they created their own language.
Right.
And they started conversing in a new language that, it was out of the understanding of the humans.
Really?
So when it was getting out of hands, they just unplugged the system.
I was going to say, one of the things that, unfortunately, even Elon Musk is doing, they're creating this they're over-exaggerating, I think, some of the dangers of it. They're like, oh, it's going to, take over humanity. Bro, just pull the plug. It's electricity.
Yeah,
it's not
but then, have you watched the movie Megan?
No.
The movie in which there was a girl who's been an orphan, and then her aunt was a kind of a scientist, and then she made a robot, and then that robot was taking care of that girl, and then she had too much of feeling that robot to the point that she became to be the enemy of that girl instead of protecting that girl.
This is a common sci-fi theme that they use. Like Terminator was the same idea, that they create robots that ended up Matrix.
So you create something for your own benefit, but then that turns against you.
Yeah, I was saying Matrix, the movie, which is very popular. I'm assuming you guys have watched it.
Yeah.
The whole theme was this, that robots become so intelligent that they started using humans as batteries. Right?
So I guess the same thing could be applied in here.
I think it's too much. It's being exaggerated too high. I would like to see how that would be
because
actually possible.
Because it's not going to stay like this.
The thing is, there's a difference of opinion between the experts. Some people are, they believe in the fact that, AI can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Not at least now, in the coming future, it can be dangerous. And some people say that, it might not be that dangerous because after all, the creator of AI are the human beings.
But
it's under the
it has been proved that human beings
cannot
control
the atom bomb was created by human beings, right? But it's a danger.
Yeah, there's the other side of the people other opinion. But the first opinion, it can be very dangerous in such a way that AI, it's completely a computer based like software program, and it uses internet and all. So if it, as I said, that if it surpasses the human intelligence, it can do various things. It can hack into any system.
Yeah.
It can, on the level of war.
And that is dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, let's say it hacks the nuclear system and launches nuclear war against the world.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good. I'm sure whoever's making AI, they're probably placing those controls in there. I mean, we don't know as much about it, maybe.
No, but it's after all, if we believe that, if we believe in the fact that AI is self-learning, and it reaches to a stage that, it can do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. It's, we can say it has the potential maybe.
Exactly. Because this is just let's say it's the demo version. It's not the one that is so improved and developed. When it is developed to the point when it is evolved to that highest point, then that way it's going to be dangerous. Because right now you don't need your professor, for example.
It is, by the way, more intelligent than human beings in the sense that it can carry out tasks better than human beings. For example, there's the game of Go, which is considered to be the most complicated game, even more complicated than chess, that AI beats an AI can beat a human being at any of these games. Like, or another game that they did was one of these RPG, like, what is it called? World of Warcraft type games. And the AI came up with strategies that no human being could ever come up with, even the best players.
Yeah.
Because of its ability to calculate way into the, you know, way beyond our capabilities. So, it's already beyond human intelligence. It's just that it's not being joined together in that manner.
So, again, that's dangerous.
It can be very helpful. It can be very dangerous. And some people talk in this sense that, you know, people might lose their jobs.
Exactly.
Because of AI.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. But then we have to go for a short break and come back and then see the gist of today's discussion. Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us till the last part of today's episode. Well, we're talking about AI is dangerous, in what ways it's going to be dangerous, and what are the consequences, the bad consequences that AI could offer to the modern world. We talked about them. You said that it could be more intelligent than human beings. It could go beyond the limits of human intelligence. And you also said that some people might lose their jobs. So all of these things are dangerous.
Yeah, but the thing is, regarding if you're talking about people losing their jobs, AI has the potential to impact the job market.
Yeah.
But it might not necessarily take away the jobs universally. The thing is, it has also created many jobs. People using AI, they have, you know, been doing different works, mm-hmm. like, you know, different, like, freelancing with the help of AI. And anything, like, regarding, like, I'm talking about the current times.
Yeah.
Like, AI can get more advanced in the future, that it's some fields you might not require humans.
Well, there's another point also I would like to mention. Like, AI also, like internet, when it came, only a few people could interact with it because it needs a specific knowledge. You have to know about it more and more. Then AI, when it becomes that common in people's life, it could be dangerous for older people, you know, for the people who are not coming with the speed of the change that is happening in this world. Then they're going to be marginalized.
Most definitely. But I think that's normal in the sense that whenever there's new technologies, it does, take away jobs. It's mm-hmm. normal. That always happens. And that's probably going to happen here as well. A lot of people may end up losing their jobs. But as we know, we'll probably create new jobs. There'll be new things that people can do. There'll be new skills.
And the thing I'm saying that, you know, regarding the current times, the advancement of AI, maybe in the future it can take away, like, you know, it can completely take away the jobs of in some fields. But right now, like, you know, editing and all, there has to be human at the end to verify
exactly
the outcome.
Well, but I was saying, like, for example, the internet took away many jobs, right? The people, for example, like the post, mm-hmm. like the mailing was, or even if you go back in history, they'll say, like, when cars came about, it took away horse carriages.
Yeah.
Okay. So AI will take away, but yes, we will use it as a tool to enhance our jobs. Like, we're going to see doctors or surgeons or whatever field you're in. It's going to be a tool which will enhance your job as a human being. But that does mean that maybe 20 or 30 people won't need to do that job anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. So you see, there was a time when there were some movies telling us that there would come a time in which everything is going to be done by robots. And then we wondered, how is it going to be possible for me not to have any human being around me except the robots? But I guess that's exactly the thing that's going to happen. Because, like, for example, I'm not going to be in need of my friends to do many things for me. I'm not going to be in need of the institutes to teach me anything. And everything is going to be done by someone. I'm not something, actually, I'm not seeing. But at the same time, it's going to have a great impact on my life.
The new age of slavery.
I've already seen
the new
exactly,
slaves.
I've seen videos of toilets being cleaned by robots. Okay, mm-hmm. like the entire toilet, much better than any human being could do it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that would be perfect.
You know, I would say, unfortunately, I'm not against technology, you know, I love technology, but the creators of these tools, the makers, they do not have good intentions.
Exactly. Okay? That's the point.
And that is the biggest danger or harm to this. Just we can see with the internet, the way it's used to create harm in society, AI is just going to multiply that by 1,000
times. Exactly. Yeah. In double ways, in a very dangerous way, because they control it. Again, there is someone who controls all of these things. So that's very dangerous. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again